You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'll let you go first today on odds and ends since you're the one.
I did my thing. I'm doing my duty, right?
Yesterday was my 2 weeks after the second
vaccination.
So now I'm supposedly good to go,
you
right?
Can hit
until
the club.
It's time for my booster.
You can hit the club all you want now, buddy.
The club.
Last night was my second shot. So I made my way down to my local King Supers and wandered into the pharmacy, and a super attractive pharmacist gave me my second shot last night.
What do you mean by super attractive pharmacist?
Just a beautiful person, Dom.
Mm-hmm. You got the hots for the lady who gave you your shot?
I do, and I was, I told Nicole this last night. I was like, my pharmacist was hot. Second time I saw her too, so I got to see her twice. Just a delightful person in every aspect.
And I know you too. You probably, when she went to give you the shot, you're supposed to relax your arm.
Yes.
I bet you flexed the hell out of it.
Sir,
right?
Sir, you need to relax, sir, sir. Yeah, and then I gave her the line, of course. You know, then the last time I got my flu shot, the needle bent. They couldn't even get it into my arm. You know, I gave her that whole line.
Sure, she was impressed.
So I got my shot, sat there for my 15 minutes, and went home. And I've been feeling great. I would say within the last 45 minutes, all of a sudden everything is moving really slow. I think I'm starting to feel it a little bit. I'm feeling a little slow. I'm getting a little achy. So I'll make it through the show today, and then I'll go home and crash.
I did the math on mine. It was right at about 16 hours.
Okay.
After the shot that I started feeling it.
So
you could be anywhere from 12 to 18 hours, and you're right at about 12 hours now.
I'm at about 12, and I'm just starting to get a tinge of it. You know, the neck's starting to get stiff. And so, you know, just drinking a lot of water and trying to stay focused on the show here, and we'll get through it. But you know what? It's all worth it. Who cares? You know, it's a couple, it's a day and a half, 2 days of discomfort for, you know, being able to get back to my favorite restaurant and sit at the bar and have a drink with my wife, and I'm so excited, man. So
yeah,
excited.
Agreed.
So
I saw this morning the stats are roughly 27% of Americans are now fully vaxxed.
Fully, so, and I saw just a little more than half of Americans have at least one shot in them, so that's great.
Better,
you know?
Better.
That's so good.
Better.
Yeah.
Because they were still,
hold
on a second.
Well, it's like you start doing the numbers with the people that have one shot, two shots, and then the people that have actually had the virus that have some immunity. It's like we're getting there.
Yeah.
We are getting there.
But to, you know, accentuate and underline the fact that we personally believe, people think differently, we tend to believe that this is really crucial we do this. To show you the other side of it, there were 900 new deaths yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not out of the woods. So let's...
Yeah.
Keep it going.
That's right.
Keep it going.
How was your day?
For me, do you remember I told you the other day I was looking for somebody? I stopped those guys about a block away who were working on a house, and they had their big ladders, and I had them come over, get up on a ladder, and change out the flood lights outside that are like 20 feet up on the side of my house. I don't have a ladder that goes that high. And their job is they seal up houses where critters are getting inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, 3 days ago, whatever. This morning, I get up, and, you know, my alarm goes off. I lie there for a few minutes, get up, stagger into the bathroom, start splashing water on my face and brushing my teeth. And over my head, I hear,
oh, no, something's in the ceiling, huh?
I got some sort of critter now up in my attic.
And you're like, how did it get in there?
It didn't sound like a squirrel because it sounded like it had some heft to it.
Boy, so you could have...
There's every kind of wildlife around my house that you can imagine. I mean,
I wonder what
you just about name
big,
it, other
like
than
a
kangaroos
skunk?
And rhinos. I mean, we just
Is
about
it a,
have
a
everything.
Opossum up in
it
there?
It could be. There's lots of opossums around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Irish version. The opossums are all
just call
around
them possums.
Here.
I just call them possums.
We've seen them running through the yard, and I don't
I bet
know.
You that's what it is.
But when I
or you got a squatter or something up there.
I thought about that.
You know, peek your
it's
head
a pretty
up there.
Good size attic. So when I get done with the show, I'll go up with a flashlight and see if
a
I
broom.
Can See if I can find something up there.
That's funny. There is a story. I don't know. We might work it into trending today. That whole thing of like when you hear a strange noise in your house during the night, what do you do?
Isn't it funny? The timing is
the
perfect.
Timing.
I saw that story too. And I thought that's exactly what happened to me this morning. And you should have seen me because I was just starting to brush my teeth and I just stopped.
Like,
and I'm sure with a mouthful of toothpaste, I was like, oh, bleep. Because I've had this before. I've had squirrels in the attic before.
Yeah.
And you got to go through this whole thing where you trap them or get them out before you can seal up the house because you can't have them die up in your attic.
No, that's stinky. So. Yeah.
So I just, this morning I'm cursing.
Good luck. I just hope it's not a big snake or something.
Well, they're around here too.
Yeah.
But no, it was
a snake
was
with boots on, apparently.
Yeah.
Right. A tap dancing snake.